A consensus, I think, has emerged that the midterm elections were pretty good for renewables, I mean, given the possible outcomes. The fact that the Democrats took over the House has created a firewall that prevents any backsliding. In addition, Chuck Grassley has taken back the gavel. He's now chairman again of the Senate Tax Writing Committee, and he views himself as a strong advocate for wind, in fact, the godfather of the production tax credit. So all of that is good. In addition, there are new governors, Democratic governors in a number of states who are renewables advocates, many of them, some may turn out to be, Illinois, Michigan, Kansas, Wisconsin, Colorado, New Mexico, and Maine should be more sympathetic to renewables. Another outcome, just looking generally across the country, is this Koch-backed effort to roll back renewable portfolio standards has not worked. In fact, if anything, the momentum is in the other direction. Next item. Some companies, solar companies, face a deadline of the end of this year to get their remaining projects under construction to qualify for a 30% investment tax credit. They're all thinking about how best to do that. One thing that is clear is the way that the wind companies did it may not work as effectively for solar. There are two ways to start construction. One is to incur at least 5% of the total project cost, and people do that by stockpiling equipment that they will then use in these projects in the future. You do not incur cost merely by spending money. You have to take delivery of the equipment. And the other way is to start physical work of a significant nature, either at the factory on equipment for the project or at the site. In the wind market, people might dig 10% of the turbine foundations and put in a mile of roads. It's not clear what the equivalent is at a solar project. You could put the steel uprights that hold the panels, but usually people aren't far enough along to be at a stage to do that. The other thing the wind industry did that solar is dabbling in is getting work started on the main transformer, step-up transformer, if you have a large enough project. Transformers cost $1.2 to $1.7 million. If you could get $150 million, $250 million in work done by the end of the year and then get delivery early next year, but by summer at the latest, that should be good enough for the market. What people do, though, is they tend to sign a contract for transformers that is just an option. They haven't decided whether they want to go for the project. They don't want to spend much money on it. And so they retain a right to cancel at any point. They lose what they've already spent, but they don't get anything else back. It looks a lot like an option to go forward with the transformer. Not very satisfactory. Don't do that if you can avoid it. One way to avoid that is if you do have a right to terminate, have another damage clause that's at least 5% of the remaining contract price. That prevents it from being considered an option. Next item. Wind companies have been each year as their tax credit phases out. They had to start construction by 2016 to get full tax credits, and each subsequent year through this year, they get a little bit smaller share of tax credits. If you start construction this year, you only get production tax credits at 40% of the full rate. So wind companies every year have stockpiled more equipment, and they're expected to do so again this year, particularly the offshore wind projects, which are now struggling to get going. There are a number of them off the Atlantic coast to get some sort of investment tax credit. It looks like for them what they're doing is stockpiling the cables, not the export cable that takes the electricity to shore, but whatever you can get done before the end of the year, just get that done and say that it's significant physical work. Just have enough done so it looks significant. Another thing we're seeing wind companies do is the government requires two things to qualify for tax credits. One is to start construction by a deadline. The other is to do work continuously on the project. The government doesn't make you prove continuous work if you finish within 4 years. But many of these projects will take longer. You can't tell today whether you'll finish in time. So what we're seeing some wind companies do is stockpile equipment in 2 years, 2016, 2017, or 2016, 2018, and then at some point decide when to put this equipment into the project based on how far along they are in construction. The dance cards of the construction contractors are already filling up. So if you need to finish by the end of 2020 to qualify for full tax credits, it's getting very late to find a construction contractor. Think, work backwards from whatever deadline you have. It's also late, it may be late to find tax equity. You need to engage these people as soon as you can. They have small shops. There's only a limited number of man hours their small teams can devote to these projects.